This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
That's how fast the world moves. I can't even wait my turn. 8:14, joined by Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. How you doing, Wilson? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Tommy. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. Let me talk about your story here about Billy Glasscock and his deal and his role as general manager. Take me through that for people that missed that, please.
Yeah, he signed and agreed to terms on a three-year, $3 million deal to be LSU football's general manager. And, he's now going to be one of the highest paid GMs in the country. He significant pay bump for him coming over from Ole Miss, where he was making $425,000 this past year. And he's now one of just a handful of general managers who are in that seven-figure threshold. Him, UNC's Michael Lombardi, and reportedly USC's Chad Bowden. Chad Bowden isn't an exactly known figure because USC, being a private school, isn't subject to public records laws. But that he's believed to be in the seven-figure range as well. And, LSU is Billy Glasscock was, an important one for Lane Kiffin to bring over from Ole Miss. That's his GM for the past 2 years. And it just goes to show, too, that these GMs are making more and more money these days. It's become a well-paying gig in college sports.
I chuckle to myself because as if it wasn't already complicated enough, USC being a private institution not subject to the public records law. Let's talk about the GM. What does now the GM of a sports program do? He's the football GM, right? Not the athletic director.
Correct. It's just like a GM in the NFL or any other pro sport, really, in that they are the ones who are sort of helping assemble the roster. And it varies from school to school exactly sort of how much influence the GM has. There's like over in Stanford, Andrew Luck, as the GM, was able to fire the head football coach and really make a lot of those sort of decisions. And Billy Glasscock wouldn't be ever firing Lane Kiffin. That's never going to be his call. That would be up to Virg Osbury, the athletic director, and other higher-ups at LSU. But he is going to be, Billy Glasscock, a key figure in the formation of the roster. And so all the stuff that's going on in the transfer portal right now, he's got a hand in all of that, in identifying talent, scouting, and then making financial decisions and helping figure out, based on how much money LSU has available through rev share and NIL, basically fitting all of this under whatever sort of budget it may have this year, which we don't know the numbers on that.
And that's what I wanted to get to, the financial part of that, because I don't mean to sound stupid here, But given her level of responsibility and the importance of that position, it seems like these guys or women who, I don't know if it's so far a man-only thing, whatever, it seems as though that's kind of underpaid for the responsibility that you have in making sure that all of this stuff comes together. Am I wrong or not?
I don't know. I mean, getting paid $1 million a year sounds pretty good to me.
Well, it's real money. I understand that. I get that. But I'm just saying that this is really, I guess the point I'm trying to make, Wilson, is that this is a pivotal position, right?
Yes, it is. And it has become, over the past decade, critical in college sports. You know, LSU was actually believed to have the first general manager when Austin Thomas was given that title back in 2016. But it's now more and more schools. I mean, pretty much every school has one of these. Maybe not every single school, but a lot of them, and a lot of the major schools have one. And it's really an important position to manage, you know, the spending and the and do all the scouting and stuff too. But really, that budgetary piece is what's become so important. And then you kind of are able to take that off of the head coach's plate to an extent, which some of them prefer for them to be able to focus on just coaching ball.
Let's talk about Damon Williams. What's going on with that saga?
Ah, goodness. Yeah, it's, you know, Washington has not agreed to enter his name into the transfer portal and is wanting to enforce his revenue.
Give me the backdrop, if you can, for people. And I shouldn't have phrased it that way, Wilson, because we know about it. Maybe people don't know what we're talking about. Tell me the Damon Williams story.
So he is the quarterback at Washington who said Tuesday night that he intends to enter the transfer portal. However, 4 days earlier, he signed a revenue-sharing agreement with Washington to return for the 2026 season. It was announced by the school, and now he, just a few days later, wants to enter the transfer portal and possibly be LSU's next quarterback. LSU has interest in Damon Williams. He is somebody who was actually at one time committed to Lane Kiffin and his staff at Ole Miss. When he was coming out of high school, he ends up signing with Arizona, then followed his head coach at Arizona to Washington just a few weeks later, and was the starting quarterback there this past season and really played pretty well. And as LSU looks for a starter, maybe it's going to be him, except that he is being Washington is making this complicated because he had signed that agreement. They say that it's legally binding and that they don't intend to release him from his contract, essentially, even though he's not an employee. And so it's getting, it's really sort of, somewhat unprecedented thing in college sports right now. And, especially because of the position that he plays, is Washington going to be able to hold him to that? Are they going to, is he going to have to pay a buyout? You know, they're not entering him into the transfer portal and, he might just have to unenroll at Washington and just enroll somewhere else. There's a lot still to be sort of determined about that situation, but that's kind of where things stand right now.
We got to take a break. I'm glad you said enroll because, you know, at some point these are supposed to be student athletes and you are supposed to be attending the university for which you're being paid to play. And so if you decide, okay, I don't want to go to school here anymore, then you get into the binding part of the contract and blah, 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 blah. Wilson Alexander, our guest. God bless you, man. I don't know how you keep up with all this. LSU beat writer for The Advocate. I would like to, at some point, talk about Damon Williams and what kind of player he is, what kind of quarterback he is, because there is some, you know, some on-field consideration as well as the financial part of it. Wilson Alexander, our guest, LSU beat writer for The Advocate, talking about the mess that is college sports, especially college football. 821 traffic now, WWL.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
825, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly back to Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We've already given you the underpinnings of the Damon Williams story, the quarterback out of Washington. What kind of player is he, Wilson?
He's a talented one. This past year, as a in his first season as a starter, he threw for just over 3,000 yards, 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And he also ran for 611 yards and 6 touchdowns. And every quarterback that LSU has looked at so far here in the transfer portal as its potential starter, him, Brendan Sorsby, Sam Levitt, have that running ability, that mobility that makes them an ideal fit for the Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss offense. And Damon Williams is the same case. He's not a big guy. He's only 5'11", but he's a pretty good playmaker there. Did some good things at Washington and was able to earn all Big Ten honorable mention recognition this past year. Again, as a first-year starter. So you would think that, or hope that, his development only continues over the course of his career.
5'11", 190, would you go so far as to say, I think Jaden's taller than that, but Jaden Daniels-esque in the way he plays?
Not sure quite yet. Yeah, Jaden Daniels was 6'4".
Yeah.
The way that Jaden runs is a little bit different than I've really seen any quarterback run. It was so smooth. He just seemed to glide, and he was so slippery. There's also one clip comes to mind that I saw of Damon Williams where he's running, scrambling, picks up a first down and lowers his shoulder into somebody. It was a lot more physical. Jaden Daniels didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels doesn't run that way. He gets out of bounds. So I'm not sure if it's really Jaden Daniels-esque. There is that, you know, certainly both being dual threat quarterbacks, there's that commonality, similarity, but Jaden's running ability is pretty much unlike anything that I have seen at quarterback that really comes to mind anyhow.
Some players, I'm going to tell you what, man, it's almost like watching a boxer at work, because there's an art to avoiding that hit at the last second and protecting yourself and covering up and so forth. I would think it would be at the best thing for the LSU football program for Ole Miss to lose tonight.
Yeah. It probably would be. Most of the coaches at this point have just stayed at LSU, those new assistants. But two are still with the Rebels, and that's Kevin Smith and Charlie Weiss Jr. And I think that LSU would probably prefer, Lane Kiffin would prefer, for just to have them both in the building full time. Charlie Weiss has been going back and forth and back and forth. The private jets are getting a workout to get him back in on visits with these top quarterbacks. And for just a PR optics thing, if Ole Miss goes and plays for a national title right after Lane Kiffin left, because he said essentially saying he had better opportunities to win national championships at LSU, that would just continue to kind of, there's already so much hate between these two right now, but just add to it, and I think LSU would probably prefer Ole Miss not to be playing for a national championship.
And what about players from Ole Miss that might put their name in the hat after, if for whatever reason the season ends for them tonight?
Yeah, good point. You know, Winnie Watkins is a wide receiver that we've heard some maybe to keep an eye on out of there. There are obviously the biggest ones that we thought LSU might go after if they were to enter the portal. Trinidad Chambliss and Keewon Lacy are staying at Ole Miss. They've already resigned. Same thing with their kicker. But there could be some others who aren't as maybe have that star recognition that LSU is interested in.
To be clear, as far as re-signing, that's the same thing that Damon Williams did with Washington?
Yes, okay. That is.
So Write it in
so
pencil.
Who knows if it's binding or not?
That's right. Write it in pencil and put it on a loose piece of paper. Thank you, Wilson. I appreciate your time as always.
Thank you for having me. I'll have a good day.
All right, you too. Wilson Alexander, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We'll take a break, come back, talk about road rage and highways. 8:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.